SaaS Backwards is sponsored by Austin Lawrence Group, specializing in demand gen for SaaS. It sure is noisy. I deleted 100 emails from vendors just this morning. Your buyer has gotten better at ignoring you, and you're gonna need a big idea if you want to cut through all that clutter. Austin Lawrence is just the right agency to help you find it. So if your campaigns are falling on deaf eyeballs, let's talk. Visit austinlawrence.com today, and let's build something bigger.
Welcome to the SaaS Backwards Podcast, where we reverse engineer the success of fast-growing SaaS firms and explore strategies CMOs and CEOs are using to drive their businesses forward.
Welcome to the SaaS Backwards Podcast, a podcast that helps SaaS CMOs and CEOs to accelerate growth and enhance profitability. Our guest today is Alex George. He's the head of marketing at Hint Health. We met Alex at the Ascent conference recently in San Francisco and was really interested in their go-to-market strategy. But first, Alex, could you tell us a little bit more about Hint Health and how you came to be at the company?
Jason, thanks so much for having me today. Excited to talk with you and share a little bit more about Hint. So Hint Health is a platform that's redefining healthcare in America. We provide the back-end software that the primary care industry is utilizing when they decide to go to direct pay models. So direct pay being any sort of cash pay rather than working through insurance and what's most commonly used in our main target audience, what's called the direct primary care market. Direct primary care physicians are those who work completely outside of the insurance bounds. They work in their local communities and they build their membership up with people through the relationships that they have. And they charge a monthly membership fee or annual membership fee for those services. Everything's included in their practice. They have some kind of standalone or additional charge items for different things like vaccinations, or if they add additional services like weight loss, things of that nature. What we do is we enable that industry to grow, and we've been really successful over the last 10 years being at the forefront of that industry and really tying ourselves to the growth that we've seen there.
And how long have you been with the company?
I actually joined Hint full-time about 8 months ago, so that would be October of 2022. I've been working with them, though, in an agency perspective for over 3 years. So I started working with Hint in 2020, helping out at the time. I own a marketing agency, and my agency was supporting them for HubSpot implementation work. And then we dove more into the marketing side of things, went through a few reps with them on different items, helped them launch some new products, do a lot of things. Eventually, last year, I decided that this is a company that I truly believe in, and I'm really excited to help them grow their market share and drive this industry forward.
Very cool. And then do you still use the agency to plug skill gaps and things like that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we're a small but mighty team here at Hint. We have about 60 employees across the board and 2 full-time marketing folks, but we actually leverage the agency as well as a number of other, what I call collective members and designers, things of that nature, in order to build out a full team and be able to be very robust in what we deliver.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Hint recently had a fundraise. Is that correct?
Yeah, we had a Series B last year that would have been in March, maybe May of 2022, $45 million led by Banneker Partners. Really a great round, and it's been fun to be able to put some of that capital to work and the different things that we've done with it so far.
And you were working with the agency prior to that model, so you were probably steering them in the right direction in terms of looking for the right investors in that case.
Yeah, Zach Holdsworth, CEO and co-founder of Hint, really, he owns a lot of those relationships and he was the lead on that. But our agency and myself in particular were helpful in putting together the presentations, talking through some of the ideas, leading some of those conversations. Nowadays, we're very involved with the board, and it's nice to be part of what we've built and what's growing in that perspective.
And then we want to talk about your go-to-market motion. So I'm interested also how that evolved after the funding event happened. And it sounds like if you were working with the agency, maybe you had these plans in place. And then once the funding came through, you were able to execute on that vision. But you tell me, how did that look?
Yeah, one of the great things about these investment partners that came in is they're definitely open to putting capital to work. And we had the opportunity later in the year to acquire an organization called DPC. They were a newer go-to-market EMR product that was specifically focused on the direct primary care movement. The acquisition went through, I think, in October. And then my first big project was really, hey, bringing that product to market, working with our product team, ensuring that we had something to turn around and ready to go in about 6 months. That was the really big first project that we went to work on, and we were able to launch on time. We launched that in March, and it's been a really successful endeavor so far. We've still got a lot of work to do to ensure that the product is really competitive in the space and really gives us opportunity to win the entry level. But we've had great success driving interest and volume and ensuring that the sales team has what they need to be able to hit their goals.
And then I'd like to talk about your content strategy, because when we talked in the pre-call, it reminds me a lot of what HubSpot did with their agency partnerships and really helping them run their business better by helping them run their business better, like the tide lifts all boats, right? So you described to me a similar model, how you're really providing expertise to grow these practices. Could you talk a little bit about that and then how you're leveraging content to further that?
Yeah. One thing about the direct primary care industry in general is that everyone is really open to learn from others, share best practices, and find the best way to do things. This is a newer industry, right? It's beyond a movement at this point. I think we have over 1 million members that run through what we're doing here at Hint. One of the things that we've capitalized on is finding those stories and turning them into content, educational series, workshops, things of that nature, in order to ensure that new entrants to the space have all the tools that they need to be successful. Their success is our success ultimately. So we've taken a very strong content approach to educating them, providing different content series. We have a program that's called the Accelerator Program. It's all about getting those practices from zero to one and ensuring that they're able to get their panels to a place where they're operating at a profit and being successful. We run our Hint Summit annually. So we have that coming up this fall out in San Diego. Our Hint Summit is a place of innovation. It's a place of education, a time where we can bring together many of these DPC entrepreneurs, as well as other stakeholders in the industry, to learn about what we're doing and think through new ideas and share ideas and concepts together. And then our regular blog content, our regular newsletters that are going out, it's all about educating and sharing best practices. Our product team is really dialed into what these practices are needing. And so we're building out new products that we're able to then turn around and make them available to help them be more successful in their practices. A good example of something like that, last year, we rolled out a product that was called Coverage Plans that allows them to build out these coverage plans that they can then take to their sponsors, whether those are the employers or some other group that is paying for the actual patient themselves, and be able to create these different coverage plans so that the charge routing, everything goes into it, is just so much more streamlined and efficient. And not only does it save a lot of time and energy for the administrative teams of these practices, but it also helps them display the savings that they're getting for their members. And those are the types of things that are really allowing those members to see the value of DPC in addition to the relationships that they're building with their doctor or their clinician.
One of the books that we recommend B2B marketers read is The Challenger Customer. I don't know if you've read that one or not, but they talk about the importance of commercial teaching and thought leadership going further than just putting new thoughts out there. We want them to take action and really move them off the status quo. And that's what I like about what you're doing, is that it's really in line with that model. You are helping to teach businesses about how to run better, almost better than they know the businesses themselves, right?
If you think about it, these doctors, these clinicians, physicians, they've been going to school for 18, 20 years, and most of that schooling has nothing to do with business, right? So what we do is we take it upon ourselves to ensure that we are able to help them understand the business of medicine and what it looks like to go off on your own, be an entrepreneur, and make yourself successful. And I think that DPC Accelerator definitely hones in on that. We provide all sorts of different teachings and trainings around how to market a business, how to build a website. As part of our product offering, we recently released a website builder in our all-in-one product. So if you're brand new and about to start a practice, you go to one place with Hint and you have the entire ecosystem at your fingertips, including a website builder, including all of the EMR product. You have your membership and billing. Everything's in one place. You don't have to worry about going elsewhere and trying to figure it out. And it's very much, to your point earlier, that kind of the HubSpot model. Have it all in one place and then also provide them with the education to make sure that they're successful with it.
Does that represent a change in the marketing strategy since you joined, either with the agency or in your recent tenure? Or has that always been kind of part of the culture where we want to be a commercial teaching organization?
Yeah, I think with our core product offering, which is the membership and billing, I guess it would have been the end of 2021, early 2022 is really when we cracked the nut on that model of a high level of content that is really engaging content that is educational. We started leveraging a lot of live streams, which we found to be pretty successful. Now that's just a staple in our marketing strategy. So those are some of the things that we were able to bring, but we've been able to expand upon them, especially now me being in the role full time and hiring out another member and bringing on more folks as part of our collective model. We're just able to drive a high repeatable amount of content out the door, and it's engaging people. If we look at the live stream as an example, we've got reoccurring live streams, two kind of series, and actually introducing a third one this month. The first one, we call it the Tech Docs Chat. So we have two of our director of medical offering and then also our chief medical officer for Hint Connect. And they sit down and they just talk about tech technologies in the space. And we bring in different speakers and we bring in people who have different product offerings and talk about what's happening. It's keeping you fresh up on what the newest technology in the space is. For the second one, it's called the DPC Learnings Livestream. And we bring in our head of leadership. Her name is Lauren Tancredi, and she brings in either different folks that specialize in things like marketing or website design, or she can do a talk on how to develop your pricing model and your business best practices and things of that nature. And now actually we're about to kick off a new series with our CEO, and he's going to be doing some more high level conversations, kind of a podcast clipped out and grabbing some of those key findings from different leaders in the space and trying to help people understand how to go from an established practice to a growth minded practice. And things of that nature. That content is really powerful, at least for our industry and the folks who are there. They're always wanting to learn, and they realize that they are doctors and they're not business people 100%, and they have the opportunity to continue to learn. And it's not just our business. There's a lot of folks in the industry who are doing a lot of the same types of things, and we're lucky to be seen alongside them and work with them and share each other's messages.
Yeah. And I think you mentioned in the pre-call with Lauren, especially that quite a bit of subject matter expertise, the internal in the company. And that's one of the things that allows you to build all of this fabulous content, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think not only that, but we have a number of physicians who have been with us since day one. Going back, Dr. Rob Lamberts, I think he may have been the very first Hint customer. He's been with us for so long now, and he's a wealth of knowledge. He's gone through years of running a practice, and he has best practices, and he's happy to hop on a call with Zach and talk about that and share those thoughts and understandings. And then we're also pretty active in the trade show circuit. There's not too many trade shows that are super specific to direct primary care, but as an example, we have one coming up this week. It's called the DPC Summit, and that is a lot of practices that are thinking about transitioning from insurance-based models to direct care, or maybe they just launched and there's an opportunity for them to get some of those CMEs and dive deeper into the business of medicine. We have our Hint Summit, like I mentioned, and there's another event that's targeting a little bit further upstream, I guess you'd say, or maybe it's downstream, but it's speaking to med students and residents, and that's next month in Kansas City. It's called National Conference. We're at opportunities to expand beyond just our core competencies and start to encourage people to look into primary care, because there really is a shortage of primary care providers, and direct primary care is one of the best ways that we can get people into that space and grow them and educate them and teach them how to be their own business owners and make sure that they're enjoying their life the same as other types of business people.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I think you mentioned also that this whole thing is working incredibly well from a lead generation perspective or inbound, right? I think you mentioned about 90% of the leads coming in inbound, and that you have a problem that I think a lot of companies listening to this podcast wish they had, which is too many leads for their salespeople to follow up on, or at least too many qualified leads. But how did you get there and how long did it take to do that? Give me some thought process behind setting that up and executing on that.
Yeah, I think there's probably two things there, right? And we have opportunities, things that we took away from the Ascent conference as an example is, hey, how do we streamline that sales process? How do we automate it? I think it was something like 80% of buyers today are able to educate themselves, and they would prefer a touchless sale if they could, right? So we have a lot to learn on that front, how to take the most advantage of it. But in terms of what we're able to do, I think ultimately it's a smaller market when you think of direct primary care as a whole, but it's really growing. And as new entrants enter the space, there's a handful of options that are out there. So if we can position ourselves as that thought leader, as that all-in-one solution, that's really how we're winning and what it looks like. And ultimately, we launched the product in March, and we've just seen a massive influx. It's been successful, is what I could say. We also see that there are a lot of people who are interested. They either have their contracts coming up with their current EMR product, and they're wondering, hey, I already use Hint integrated with this other platform. Why don't I take a look at what the all-in-one solution has to offer? In today's market, folks are looking for opportunities to condense their tech stack, to lower costs and do things that way. And so Hint offers that by bringing it all in-house under one platform. They can save a little bit of money that way, in addition to making sure that all of their technologies are speaking with each other and working together in a similar manner. I think in terms of a product market fit, it's just perfect. Shout out to the entire product team, as well as our CEO and the leadership having that vision. And it was a fun tool and a fun new product to start marketing and got great reception.
When you started working with the company as an agency, did they have that product market fit, or was that something that you helped them find, or did they have that going in?
In the direct primary care space, there's a few options around membership and billing, and that was the primary and core tool that core competency had at the time. And like I said, we were able to help hone in on that a little bit more and help use education as a tool to drive more people in the door. But they really had a good corner of that market. I would say maybe 60% of that. We'll bring in new products to market. And also last year, we launched a product called Hint Connect. And Hint Connect actually is outside of the software realm of things. It's more on how do we bring DPC to the broader healthcare universe, I guess is what you would say. Hint Connect allows employers to choose direct primary care as a benefit. And so we've been able to network together hundreds of direct primary care providers throughout the United States. And then we work with employers that have local regional businesses and say, here's three or four or five DPCs that we can bring together to be your network, the folks that your team would go to see, and show them that actually there's a huge benefit to providing that high quality primary care offering and ensuring that there's more of a preventative health plan approach as opposed to sick care, which is what most of insurance-based primary care has to be today, unfortunately.
You mentioned also the changing buyer behavior topic I like a lot because I think it affects the disconnect, if you will. If you've read the report from Trust Radius about the buyer-seller disconnect, it's really all about the changing buyer behavior and what they will or won't put up with these days. I'm just wondering, you mentioned the self-serve aspect of that, and I think that's a big part of the report, but how has that driven your website experience building, content, the customer journey, and thinking through that, how has that changed and what have you done differently for today's self-serve buyer?
Yeah, in particular with that website builder, we saw that as an opportunity to start to engage with the buyer much earlier on in the process. If you think about starting a new business and you're a small business in particular, yeah, you have your licensing and those types of things that you need to do in order to get things going. But the next thing is you really need to own your corner of the internet. And there's an overwhelmingly amount of different options if you wanted to stand up a website, right? With Hint, we're able to say, hey, actually, this website builder is part of what we offer all in one package. It's super easy to use. We're going to coach you and teach you how to use it. And you're going to become someone who can manage a website on your own. You don't have to go out there and spend an additional $3,500 or $5,000 plus on a website for your brand new practice. And that cost savings in itself is huge. And it also allows us then to meet these people much earlier in the process. The next decision-making that they have is actually, what EMR am I going to use? So by offering the all-in-one, we now have an EMR solution that's much earlier on in the buying process as well, as opposed to now I'm all ready to start my business and I need to know which membership tool I'm going to use, which is where we kind of live just still prior to launch, but much further down the buying cycle, if you will. A lot of these decisions that our team's made from a product standpoint have helped move us earlier into the buying phase. And then from our educational content standpoint, anyone who's doing the research and starting to look for, hey, why is direct primary care make sense for me, or should I consider it? We're definitely going to show up in those conversations, but there's a lot of different great content out there from providers and from all sorts of different folks in the space that they're going to be inundated with. So we might catch one out of every five or even more than that, but by having the solutions that they need to run a successful practice, we're definitely going to get in front of them more often.
Cool. And you talked about an engagement with the buyer early on in their journey. What about with you, the company? Like early on, before you knew exactly what was going to resonate or not, did you do a lot of customer and or prospect interviews, so to speak? Or did you have enough in-house expertise that you could pretty much assume you knew what the issues were going to be?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. We have a ton of great feedback from customers. Our product marketing team is always having conversations, learning more, seeing what's needed, understanding what's working and how to position it. But also we just came out of this super aggressive market, right? And a lot of people had the extra budget to throw spaghetti at the wall, see what's stuck and test out different things and have a little bit broader scope with how they wanted to try and test things. Whereas I think most organizations today are probably honing in on only spending on things that we know convert. So I was lucky enough to enter the Hint ecosystem at the time that we had a little bit extra budget and they were open to testing a lot. And we were able to test, and I wouldn't say everything worked by no means at all, but definitely we were able to find the things that did and then double down on those, find a lot more success with them in that sense.
You talked a little bit about the live streaming, but also wanted to ask just in general about some of the tactics and platforms and campaigns that you've found to be successful. And I definitely like the live version of the live streaming, but also you've talked a lot about events too, and especially in person. And as those have come back, it sounds like you're really leveraging those things as well. Tell me overall, what have been the most successful platforms and campaigns?
I think one thing about our industry that's great too is because it is smaller, growing, everyone's talks a lot, and having those sorts of like referral opportunities in place has been huge. I would say word of mouth and spreading content, sharing success stories, things of that nature happen more organically, and we're lucky to be the recipient of those. But we do provide additional, call it sales material, things of that nature, so that when practices want to share about their Hint experience, it's easier to do so. So that's always been one thing in sales enablement types of things, ensuring that people can find you and get the information that they need when it's needed. In terms of the live stream, you mentioned that's been, I would say, pretty successful in terms of engagement. We run that a little bit differently. We use a tool called StreamYard, which live streams out to pretty much every platform at the same time. So we're able to pull these kind of like broader metrics around, hey, what does success look like? What does a good live stream equate to? We're streaming those out to YouTube, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook all simultaneously. And then we're also recording it so that we can utilize it, clip it down and make small posts out of it. Like most organizations, we've figured out what works for us in terms of paid advertising on that front. Events-wise, now that we've entered the Hint Connect space, we are going to some broader events like health or maybe some things like SHRM, which is like a HR conference, just to educate them about DPC as a whole. And I think that goes into broader mission, which is making direct primary care the go-to de facto model in the U.S. healthcare. We are, I would almost call it phase two of Hint's plan, which would be to make primary care the number one or the preferred healthcare model for folks. And we're starting to educate them. I would still say one out of every 10 people I talk to know what direct primary care is. So there's a lot of education that's happening when I'm walking around town, talking to folks at the supermarket, whatever it may be. They're really interested. And once they start to understand that, oh, wow, this is healthcare the way it used to be, right? My community doctor, I have a local DPC here in Santa Cruz, and Dr. Yarmin and I have a relationship. He knows my family. He knows my kids, and I can call him or I can text the office and I can connect with them really at any time if there's something that's urgent that I need to reach out about. And I think that's amazing. Beyond just the sick side of it, it's also, we took an hour and a half long and dove into my health and what I want to get out of my health and what does it mean to be healthy. And they get to know you as a patient and it becomes more of a relationship. So I think just that in itself is really a profound selling point to a lot of doctors who are wondering, why am I working so hard? Why am I spending all my extra time filling out insurance paperwork and all that sort of thing? And when those types of stories can be brought up to that kind of entry point or interest level, it makes it really easy to win them as a customer.
Excellent. Then the last question that we have for you has become a favorite one to ask is, if you look over the last 4 or 5 years of your career, including major marketing moves or career moves, et cetera, what would you do differently and why?
So about 5 years ago now, actually, at that time, I was probably in year four with a fintech startup where I was lucky enough to be really early on in the organization and help develop a lot of what we did to win that market, had a lot of success there. But at that point, we got really heavy into fintech marketing. And for me, I got a little bored with what the product was. It was no longer having these amazing stories and being able to share them. And the stuff that I think really drives content ultimately just became about numbers, ones and zeros and points and things like that. So I started an agency then. This would be 2019 as a side hustle. And I think looking back, the pandemic ultimately is what drove me to go off on my own and really run that agency and turn it into what it was today. But if I were to look back at myself or share it with someone else, I would say once you start to see any success in that sort of side hustle and you know that's something that you want to make your full-time, at some point you have to invest in yourself and double down and make it a reality and go for it. I probably would have jumped into that maybe 6 months or 8 months earlier if I could have done it differently. What I would say on the other side is once we started to have success with the agency side, the team grew and I was able to support some of these larger and growing businesses. One of my favorite parts, particularly when we look at someone like Hint, is getting to become part of what their team was. And it was really funny when I finally joined full-time, everyone's like, oh, you weren't already a full-time employee with Hint? Because they felt like I was part of that team in that instance. And that's something I would just encourage folks. If you're ever looking at some sort of a consultative role or agency roles, how do you embed yourself as part of that team? Make it so that they need you. And I wouldn't say that they necessarily needed me 100%, but it made it a whole lot easier when it was time to join them full-time and say, yeah, I believe in what we're doing here at Hint. I want to be a part of this and we'll find a way to make it happen. So those are probably a couple of the learnings I have from my personal experience. Other things I would say is attend your role specific events and trade shows. They are a great place to learn. We met at this Ascent conference and I thought it was a fantastic event. I learned a lot. I met a lot of fellow leadership groups and I just don't think that teams are investing enough into allowing their internal teams to attend these shows and educate themselves and become better in their roles and leveling up. So definitely would encourage any marketing leader or revenue leaders, whatever it may be, to carve out a bit of that budget and make sure that your teams have the ability to attend these things and bring back the learnings. Because I can tell you right now, we've already pivoted on a number of initiatives that we're working through after attending an event and seeing some opportunities where we could probably make better ROI decisions.
That's really interesting. You never know where the career path is going to lead, right? Especially, yeah. I think some are hesitant maybe to take a risk to go off on their own. And it sounds like in your case, it kind of led you down a path that you would have never considered before had you not done it.
Oh yeah, I had no idea what direct primary care was 5 years ago. Now I eat, breathe, and sleep it, and I'm fully invested and believe that this is the future of healthcare. So it's wild how times change.
Excellent. All right. I think that's a good place to land the podcast. If people want to reach out to you directly, what's the best way to do that?
Hey, go ahead and connect with me on LinkedIn. Also on Twitter's the Alex George, probably the two best places to connect personally. And then if you want to learn more about Hint, feel free to check out our website, hint.com. And my agency website is Mountains Wave, mountains plural, wave singular.com.
Very good. And if you haven't subscribed yet to the podcast, please take a minute and do that. If you've enjoyed the content, you can do so wherever podcasts are distributed. Again, thanks for appearing with us. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, Jason, thanks so much. Have a great day.
You bet.
Thanks for listening to the SaaS Backwards Podcast, brought to you by Austin Lawrence Group. We're a growth marketing agency that helps SaaS firms reduce churn, accelerate sales, and generate demand. Learn more about us at www.austinlawrence.com. You can email Ken Lempett at kl@austinlawrence.com about any SaaS marketing or customer retention subject. We hope you'll subscribe, and thanks again for listening.